two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayers on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. I am joined here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. She is the owner and interior designer with her stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay?
So good. I hope you're having a fantastic weekend. But today, I know we're going to talk about all things lighting, right?
We sure are. I have been looking forward to today's segment for, you know, probably for a few weeks, ever since I talked to Glenn Johnson of Adaptive Design Group. He is a lighting architect, is probably what I would maybe describe you best. Not only are you part of a tech team, every home needs great lighting. Let's just start there. Welcome to the show, Glenn.
Thank you, Heather, very much. I appreciate being here. Lindsay, great to meet you.
Yes, it is good to be with you, Glenn. I didn't know there was such a thing as like a lighting architect. It's, you know, you put lights in your house, right? Like that's what you do.
Well, in most architects, you know, when they're designing plans, they'll do four cans and a fan, right? In every room. And there's just so much more available that people don't really know about. So, Glenn, you're here to tell us all the good stuff. But before we begin with that, I just want to introduce you, who you are, how you became interested in this industry, and how you started your business.
Well, thank you very much. Lighting design has really been my life. My middle name is Merlin, so Glenn Merlin Johnson, and we have been doing just amazing lighting projects for 40 plus years.
Only 40.
In the industry. Started in the San Francisco Bay Area, which was the birthplace of architectural lighting design. No kidding. Also the birthplace of interior design for the luxury home market. Went through the electrical apprenticeship training in San Francisco Bay Area, but we had a company called Artistic Lighting and Electric in San Francisco Bay Area, and we did design, engineering, specification, and installation throughout some of the most, you know, some significant homes in the San Francisco market area, Silicon Valley area and things. So that's how we started this industry many, many years ago. And actually wrote a book on the subject, my book called The Art of Illumination, Residential Lighting Design.
Such a great title.
I was able to get that book into 25 colleges and universities in the architectural and interior design world. And I published that book 24 years ago before anybody really knew what a lighting designer was. And so that became one of the foremost artistic and technical application for lighting in the interior design and architectural world. I still do a lot of teaching and lecturing around the country in this field. Been here in Utah for 30 years, was recruited here actually by a startup engineering firm from Los Angeles, and worked in L.A. for many, many years as well in the luxury world, and recruited here by from an engineering firm in Salt Lake City, and that's how I ended up in this market. But our work is everywhere. We're in the luxury home arena, from Nantucket to Martha's Vineyard to Connecticut, Beverly Hills, every high net worth pocket of luxury homes were working there.
And you live right here in Utah. That's what's most incredible.
It really is. It was a, you know, I never thought, so I'm a Californian and a lot of people, you know, take a little bit nervous about, oh no, not another California. But
I've you're been, one of the good ones. We know. We know. It's fine.
Been here 30 years. I was golfing with a guy one time and he said, where are you from? And I said, I'm from here. I've been here 30 years. And he goes, no, where are you from? Well, California, Northern originally, Southern. California for 10 years prior to moving here. And he said, well, a couple, three more years, you might be considered a Utah.
That's awesome. Okay, so I would describe you as a lighting artist. There is lighting and then there's lighting. And you take lighting to a whole nother level.
Well, thank you. And we really do. Now, just, you know, some logic here. This is a quote that I really like to use a lot is I believe there's only two kinds of light. If you think about this, there's the glow that illuminates and the glare that obscures.
True.
So if you enter into a space, and for our listeners today, you know, they're going to be looking around their homes immediately. But if you enter into a space and you notice lighting, primarily, it's due to glare, things that are distracting from the architecture, distracting, Heather, from your interiors, large apertures, too many apertures in the ceiling. Lighting should be hidden and concealed and accentuate the colors and the finishes and the interiors and the architecture, never distract from it.
I love that. And when you walk into a home that has beautiful lighting, sometimes you don't know why you love it. And I think that's what's the coolest thing about your company. And I absolutely love working with you on different projects. Currently, we are working together on an incredible home in the Park City Promontory area. And you are in this industry and, you know, I'm in the interior design industry. I do this all day long, 24/7. I love it. I'm passionate about it, but I can't even keep up on all of this. When I was in your studio, not even 2 weeks ago, you said, oh, I just received this last week and I'd never seen that. I didn't even know it existed. It's so cool.
Well, you know, technology is really what everything is about today. Heather and I were chatting earlier. Right now, this is probably the most exciting time of my career after all these years because of technology. If you think about it, every component that goes into the home today is electrified, and every one of those electrified devices has a processor in it. And so now everything is about intelligent lighting, intelligent dimming control, intelligent electrical devices, battery backup systems, energy management systems. It's all about intelligence. And we do have to keep up on all of these parts and pieces in order to have a successful project at the end of the day. You know, the last thing we want is our clients, you know, fumbling with touch screens and too many buttons on the wall and doggone it, just give me an on and an off. So we really want to keep that user interface or keypad very simple, but at a touch of a button or even now voice command, you can enter into a home and say, okay, Josh, there's a system called Josh AI, and okay, Josh, good morning. And all your lights will come on to a particular level that we've preset. The shades will come up. The TV will come on, KSL will come on.
Right? And, well, that's a reason to have it right there.
That's exactly right. And you can likewise say, okay, Josh, good night, and the whole house could be set. So there's voice activated, there's simple touch screens, but everything really, you know, Heather, you hit it, is about the art of illumination. It's creating that experience through light. Our job as professional lighting designers is to beautify Heather's interiors. It's to beautify the artwork that's on the wall. It's to beautify the beautiful environment the architect has created with hidden lighting sources.
I love that so much. So a lot of what you do is programmable, which is incredible. And that ambiance actually creates feeling. It creates mood. There's nothing better than walking into a home in an evening, you know, after dark, and it just glows. Just like you said, illumination. It's just cozy. It's inviting and it's relaxing. And four cans and a fan just most of the time don't do that. I'm really sorry, right? So in the luxury home market, that's where you really excel. That's where your business really thrives, is people that want just a little bit more than that.
I have a great story of a client of ours a handful of years ago that we designed. They hired us. We went through the presentation. They learned all about us. They embraced our firm and how we do things. They looked at the drawings and specs, and then we worked through, signed a contract, worked through all the processes. And the client told us during the final aim and focus, the client said, "Glenn, I didn't realize exactly what you were doing because I didn't understand the plans. I didn't understand the specs. You did a good job explaining, and I've just been writing you checks, but I didn't understand it until the very that night when we were doing the aim and tune. And what I understood is you added the soul to my home."
Wow. I love that. Let's stop there. Today we have Glenn Johnson. His company is Adaptive Design Group. He is the top lighting designer and architect in the state of Utah. We're so lucky to have him. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Store. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores, furniture and interior design stores, are in Lehigh and in Orem. And Heather, one expertise you have that I simply don't possess is the ability to create a feel when you walk into a home, when you walk into a business, because you do commercial stuff too. But it's like you can take furniture, and our guest today can do this with lighting, and you can create like an ambiance and a feel of a room. And like, that's a skill I don't possess.
Do you know what, Lindsay? It's something I'm very passionate about. I take home very, very seriously. You know, there's that famous quote, there's no place like home. And I think it truly is our very best investment, not only for our time, but also for our money. And we want to have a place that we love to be in today's world where there's so much going on, so much chaos. And, you know, in Utah, we have so many kids and animals and work and, you know, there's just a lot going on with everything. We just need a place to relax once in a while. And I think that interior design, having a well-designed space that's functional but also beautiful, is key to happiness and success, honestly. Today we have Glenn Johnson with Adaptive Design Group. He is one of the top lighting architects, not only in the state of Utah, but probably in the country. You've written books. You know, Glenn, you're incredible. I just can't brag about you enough. You go on speaking circuits and you do the most incredible, beautiful work. We're so proud to have you on the show with us today.
Thank you very much, Heather and Lindsay. I appreciate being here.
No one better than Glenn to tell us what's available in the market as far as lighting. Not only do you do residential new construction, but you also do remodeling. Glenn, you know, it's a little overwhelming. A lot of people just think, oh, four cans and a fan. That's great. Throw on some lamps. We're good. You take lighting to a whole nother level, but it's hard to keep up because you almost need a tech crew to come in and be part of the design process with your builder to make sure that everything is integrated and it all works together.
That's exactly right, Heather. What I call the modern design team, this is really important, that the modern design team really consists of, and everybody's agreed for many, many years, you need an architect and interior designer. And this is for new construction and or renovation. And the architect and interior designer, you know, brilliant artists, absolutely brilliant artists that can pull together these homes just beautifully, meeting the client's needs. But beyond that, you need the technical team, which Heather just alluded to, and that includes a professional lighting designer. We happen at Adaptive Design Group to do lighting design. We do lighting control. We do programming of dimming control systems. We do electrical engineering as well, the power. That's what we, and then the integrator, the audio, video, and systems integrator. Between those two, we are the technical team. So working directly with the architect and interior designer up front, like Heather's experienced recently on a project that we're working on together. And then we're exposing the owners to everything that's available in technology and letting them make the choice and showing them what's available. And then putting sophisticated drawings and documents 100% coordinated with the design team, because we are part of the design team. And only then do we deliver that package to the builder.
And then the builder, electrician.
And yes, yeah. And the builder has his electricians, three electricians bid the project. And then we do construction observation. And it's the only way to have success today in a new home or a renovation is to have that technical team part of the team to, again, meet the owner's needs and add the beautiful illumination and integrated intelligent lighting and controls and electrical systems. And again, this can be done in an existing home as well. I always say, well, gee, how do we do this? Well, it's just drywall and lumber, you know. Take some drywall out and we can add some lights and do some dimming integrated controls and sound and everything. And
it's just a little mess. Weeks worth of work, you're back to new.
Just go to your, you know, cabin up in the Uintas and we'll take care of it after a few months.
I love that. And there are definitely varying degrees of the lighting that you do. One of my favorite things about your showroom is just the light switches. They are so cool. I mean, you guys, a light switch is not just a light switch anymore, right? It's not just a toggle or whatever. I mean, there's stainless steel, there's black, they illuminate at night. I mean, you guys, the coolest things.
Can you make them kid-proof? So like my kids don't...
Put a child lock on
it.
Don't
touch them. Yeah.
Well, you know, you can't hurt the lighting control systems. A lot of people are concerned like, oh, I don't want to touch that button. Well, no, they're robust. They've been integrated dimming control. Actually, integrated dimming control started here in Utah, believe it or not. Company called Light Touch was the first integrated lighting control system on the planet for residential.
But I think this is great for parents because it's like, I control the lights. There's parental controls on it. You're in bed at 8 o'clock, lights out.
Turn it off.
And you can't turn it back
Lindsay,
on.
And it's programmable.
Right?
You can actually do that.
You can't turn it back on.
So cool. Yes. Okay. Can lights are another huge thing. They have so many different sizes, styles, shapes. You know, all the LEDs that's available, the stair lighting. I mean, we'll get more into that as we go along. But so many cool things. Today we have Glenn Johnson. You're the principal. You're the CEO and founder of Adaptive Design Group. You have a huge team, so many projects going on all across the United States. And you're here in Utah. This is the coolest thing ever. You are on the KSL Real Estate Show today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osman Designs. Here's Heather Osman and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Show. I am Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osman of Osman Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. She can just transform your home into the most beautiful, most relaxing, most incredible space through her designs. And we can also do that with lighting, Heather. And we were just joking off the air. You know, I turn my light switches off. That's pretty much what I thought you do. But apparently there's a lot more to lighting than I ever knew.
Lindsay, you have no clue what's available. I have no clue what's available. The only person that knows what's available is Glenn Johnson because he does this 24/7. One thing I've learned in my life is do what you do best and sub out the rest. And as an interior designer and furniture store owner, I love creating beautiful spaces, but I also am smart enough to know what I don't know. And hiring and joining with team members that are experts in their field is more important than ever. Lighting is one of those. You know, you need a tech team. There's no way I could keep up with everything that is always going and changing in the tech industry. And that's why we have people like Glenn Johnson here. He's with Adaptive Design Group. If you're just joining us on the show, he is the lighting architect guru, is probably what I would say about you. You do anything and everything to take your home to the next level and really create that ambiance and coziness that all of us desire. Welcome.
Thank you, Heather and Lindsay. Great to be back with you and happy to continue this lively discussion.
So much fun. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your book and all of the principles that really govern your lighting.
Well, thank you. Yes, when I wrote the book 24 years ago, it focused around what I call the adaptive method. And this is a method that I've trademarked over the years and copyrighted it. And what's really interesting about this is really this is a logical approach for all of the listeners today. You know, if you have a piece of paper, just write down the word adaptive, A-D-A-P-T-I-V-E.
But not while you're driving. Pull over and do it safely.
Yes, yeah. Please.
And we only have 10 minutes, you guys. So, pull over. This is going to be well worth your time.
So this is really, really quite fun. And it's how I present to every client our process. And it's very artistic. And we do it through images. But the first layer of adaptive, first letter, is architecture. How are we going to beautify what the architect created? Then we add the D of the decorative lighting, the jewelry to the architecture. Heather's done a great job on the project that we're working on now together, where she is with the owner selecting all the decorative elements. Sofa back table lamps, side table lamps, pendant fixtures, all the decorative jewelry. That's layer number two. The next layer is the architecture and interior design elements determine where the artwork is going to go, where all the paintings, all the sculptural opportunities. That's the next A of adaptive is artwork. A-D-A-P is path lighting, general lighting to see through, to move through the space. T is task lighting. That's all the work surfaces, including makeup and shaving, wardrobe areas, critical kitchen prep areas, all of that falls under task. I is illuminating the interior decoration, and that's highlighting all of Heather's beautiful work, highlighting the coffee tables, hutches, armoires, all those pieces fall under I. V is often overlooked. That's view to draw your eye through the windows at night. Otherwise, you're going to have a mirror effect in the space. That's not comfortable. And then the E is exterior or the landscaping. We live in dark sky environments. That's very subtle. So that whole process opens everyone's mind because it's not the four cans and fan, as Heather talked about. It's not just decorative fixtures and artwork hanging in darkness. This is the logic that we go through and have trademarked this process, and that flows right through the drawings and the documents and the specs. First time ever an owner understands the lighting plan because everything is tagged and flagged with its application. And so when all that's integrated in, now LED lighting is the biggest thing that's basically rocked our world the last 7-8 years. Now there's circadian rhythm lighting. So we can actually match inside the house exactly what's going on outside based upon longitude and latitude, time of day, time of night. So you can think about this. You can wake up to the sun rising in your bedroom rather than an alarm clock scaring you to death. You can, or likewise, you can go to sleep with the sun setting.
Wow.
And that's all done automatically.
So. Wow. What do you do, Glenn, when you get a client like me who's like, I am overwhelmed by all these decisions. Like, I just want you to make it look pretty. Just here's my budget. Go do it.
Oh, he does that.
Okay, because I can't make all those decisions. Yeah. I'm like, I don't, chrome, brass. I don't know. Just pick one. Make it look good. No. I'll tell you if I don't like it.
That is our job, is to educate you on what's available and then decide what level you want to go. And again, new construction and or renovation. I don't know how many people their homes are where their artwork is hanging in darkness.
Yeah.
There's no illumination. There's just recessed lighting everywhere. And the most tragedy that I see is driving through any neighborhood is the glare that you see. You drive through where people are putting, you know, rows of recessed lights and exterior eaves that are shining out into the neighborhood. I mean, that's distracting.
It's horrible.
From the neighborhood. You don't want to live there, and you don't want to live next to that.
I can't even imagine being you driving down the street in a neighborhood and going, oh, terrible. Oh, why did they do this? And then, you know, at some point you go, that one is beautiful. Great job. I do the same thing interior design.
Why sometimes do you think I never let you in my house, Heather?
I love your house. It's great. Oftentimes it's the scale. It's not that the products are wrong. It's just applied incorrectly. And that's what I love about your artistic view on everything that you do, is when you see a home that is done well from the exterior, oftentimes it's done well on the interior. And it doesn't necessarily mean that that has to cost a lot of money. I mean, there's lots and lots of things that you can add that, you know, are bells and whistles and add-on features that can be very expensive, but some of this can be very affordable. It's just thinking through it and planning.
Well, it's true. And going back to our earlier discussion about only two kinds of light, there's glow and there's glare. When you enter into our homes, or homes done by professional lighting designers, there's nothing that says a lighting designer was here. And because it is all about the colors, the finishes, the architecture, the interior design, the artwork that is accentuated and beautified through the adaptive layering process of light, and then coupled with integrated dimming control.
That's so
to
like
create the scenes.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you, but that's so like humble to be like, I want to do all this work on your house and then have you never realize I was even there. Like,
I know.
That's cool.
But when it's done right, you know it.
Yeah.
It does make a huge difference in your home. And if you have a very large home, it can still feel very cozy and comfortable because of the lighting. And oftentimes you can't get that feel in any other way. And that's where really your skills and your talents come in. I think a lot of people really overlook just bookcase lighting, under cabinet lighting, toe kick lighting, stairway lights that not only can go in the stair treads, but on the wall or in the railing. I mean, there's so many incredible things that you can do that, you know, even oftentimes it's wiring for it, it's planning for it. There's smart home features and making sure everything's integrated. There's switches on the wall where you can turn on everything, turn off everything. You can even control all of that from your cell phone. If you're out of town, it can be programmed. So it all comes down at 5 or goes up at 5 or whatever. Glenn, you have such a cool job.
You know, I really do. And sometimes I have to pinch myself that I get paid to do this. Heather and I were talking earlier, you know, we both sleep very well at night.
We're tired.
We are tired, but we have honorable practices.
Yeah.
We're providing a situation for our clients that are just, you know, it's incredible. We've had clients that go into other homes and think, what's wrong with this house? So I go home, we're warm and inviting, but we're just missing this other element. Or how come my house feels better or that house feels better? And it's largely due to the lighting. That, you know, a lot of people right now, you can go to Home Depot and Lowe's and think, okay, I'm going to retrofit my house to LED illumination. Well, if you don't know what you're purchasing and you're just changing lamps out, now you're able to tell your family that we have LED energy efficient lighting, but you weren't paying attention to the Kelvin temperature and the CRI of that lamp that you just purchased or that decorative fixture. And you fire it all up and all of a sudden everything goes, you know, blue in the house and there's no color rendering properties that are appropriate. And then you try to dim it with the wall box dimmer that you have in the wall and the light only dims to 20%. And then it flickers and then, it doesn't even go off.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not something that you just want to take lightly because it is expensive.
It's so true.
Together.
Yeah. And I think your residential home, when you walk into your home, it needs to feel different than oftentimes your garage or your storage rooms, right? And we can all envision what that looks like. Or a hospital, the lighting there is different than how our homes should feel. And those are the Kelvins that we're talking about. We love this show, the KSL Real Estate Show. We get to talk about anything and everything real estate related. Today, we've had Glenn Johnson with Adaptive Design Group on the show with us. You are definitely the expert in anything and everything lighting and integrating all the bells and whistles to make your home really just beautiful and ambiance and illuminate. And I love all of that. Today, we are definitely wanting to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. They're local, they're trusted bankers and loyal friends, and they've been serving Utah for over 130 years. They not only provide new construction loans, remodeling loans, HELOC loans, savings accounts, checking accounts, business and residential. Please give them a call. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Been chatting with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, putting together and interior designing is more than just like, let's throw some furniture in there. Let's pick a sofa. I mean, you coordinate everything down to the handles on the cabinets and up to the lighting on the ceiling.
It's so true. And when design is done correctly, you know it. And sometimes you don't know why you love a space, but a lot of times that actually comes with everything being cohesive, including the lighting. Today, we're specifically talking about lighting. We have Glenn Johnson, who is the owner and founder of Adaptive Design Group. I call you kind of the lighting architect. We oftentimes talk about architecture and new construction and how most architects just throw in a bunch of cans, a bunch of fans, just so they can get a building permit. And we're all in trouble if that's what is being turned in because that's what everything is being bid out as. So Glenn Johnson, please help us realize why that's a problem.
Well, it is a big problem. The architect's job, and it's not communicated really up front effectively, is to provide a plan, an electrical plan that will allow the building department to approve that project for building. And that just includes some generic lighting, generic electrical, and smoke detectors and CO detectors. That's really what's required. And now the problem with that is that's the plan that goes out to bid through the general contracting world and their subcontractors. And it's only when we start getting involved and having the discussion that the owners realize and that the architects communicate that, well, yeah, that electrical plan that we provided for you really was only for permitting. Don't build that.
Right. Don't build what we drew.
you need a lighting professional. Some architects are bringing us on early. A quick story is we had an architect recently that we were introduced to. We did our adaptive presentation He's bringing now every client to us. He introduces us to the clients by saying this. He said, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, we've designed a beautiful home for you. We've met your needs, all the colors and finishes. We are working with an interior designer that's assisting on cabinetry and colors and finishes as well. But as a team, us, the architect and interior designer, we're not experts in home networks. We're not experts in home theater. We're not experts in acoustics. We're not experts in battery backup systems and electronics. We are general practitioners, and that's how he presents it. In the interim, we need to introduce you to Glenn Merlin Johnson, and that is my middle name. And we've been creating this magic for many years with light. But that's how they introduce us. And the best time to do that is in the architect's design development stage. My philosophy is if an architect is not talking about lighting professionals and the technical team early, we're all kind of in trouble because the home is underbid. Effects are not going to be there. When we come in early, we can help the builder set the budgets, put everything together with the owner's eyes wide open. And that's what's really, really important. So the key is the architect. The architect and interior designer are always brought in first. They need to communicate that there are lighting professionals such as Adaptive Design Group and others that can create all these wonderful effects and everything that they're expecting.
Glenn, you're incredible. How do people find you?
It's pretty easy. We do happen to be based in Park City, Utah, but we work all over the United States in new construction and renovation. AdaptiveDG.com stands for Adaptive Design Group. You can look at our website. You can find some live action videos and things like that. And projects that we've done nationally. Phone number is 435-602-5800. We'd love the opportunity to, chat. We can come out and do consultation in existing homes. Most importantly, to do that face-to-face or Zoom presentation on the adaptive method, and it'll open your eyes to what's available.
Okay, give that website again, because people aren't writing down phone numbers while they're driving. So give the website one more time.
Thank you, Lindsay. It's adaptivedg.com for adaptivedesigngroup.com.
Excellent. Today's guest has been Glenn Johnson, the best of the best in lighting architecture. He's with the Adaptive Design Group. You're there in Park City. You're local. We are so lucky to have you in the state of Utah to help make our beautiful homes even better. So thank you again for joining us. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. This week, we're celebrating 20% off our already 50% off MSRP prices. Make sure you stop in stock products with over 45,000 square feet of interior design showroom space at both of our locations in Orem and Lehi. Thank you for joining us today. Signing off until next week. Take care.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.